This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is J.D. Foster, Senior Fellow in Economic Policy at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts on Friday's report that the gross domestic product fell by just 1% in the second quarter, which is still obviously in negative territory, but a considerable improvement from the first quarter of 2009, which saw a drop of a revised 6.4%. And J.D., thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
The news still isn't good, but it seems to be getting better. What's responsible for this less-than-expected drop in gross domestic product, or essentially the economic a smaller-than-expected economic loss in the second quarter?
Well, it came, the initial estimate, and it's important to emphasize that this is just an initial estimate. It's going to be revised over and over and over again. So it could end up being much more rapid contraction, or it may end up being positive. This is just sort of an initial first guess, if you will, on how we did in the first quarter. That said, it is not far from what most people were expecting, and that is that the recession should be coming to an end toward the end of the second quarter. That would be May or June, or possibly in June or July. Either way, it's basically at a point where we're neither growing nor contracting. And that's what this number, at least the top line, would suggest. As I said, there's going to be numerous revisions to this figure. We also got revisions, for example, to quarters for the past few years, and some of those revisions are quite large. So you have to take the initial number with quite a grain of sand.
So obviously we'll wait over the next few weeks to see what the final number ends up being. But in terms of the estimates, which you mentioned, we're also expecting an improvement from last quarter. What specifically, if in fact this is happening, is triggering some better economic performance?
Well, and it's really at the moment the elimination of things that were hurting us more than any great strength. If you look at the numbers themselves, a big part of our economy is personal consumption, and that actually contracted, so that wasn't giving us much help. Where we really got a big improvement was in a decline in imports, and when imports decline is in the accounting that goes into the gross domestic product, when imports decline, the economy expands, and that was the big driver. Declining imports is really not a good source of economic growth. That's not a symptom of a healthy economy by any means. Most of the other areas of the economy, as I said, personal consumption was down, business investment was down, the residential sector continued to contract according to the initial figures, and the long-awaited bump up in inventories didn't materialize. They contracted as well according to the initial figures. So almost everything was down except for the decline in imports. And again, declining imports is not a sign of a healthy economy.
One member of Congress and a friend of this program, Kevin Brady of Texas, says that one of the reasons that the number looks a little bit better but can be deceiving is that spending is up. It's just government spending, and he says that's a bad prescription for any sort of future economic stability. Is that a factor as well?
It's a factor, but only a small one in this case. The non-defense spending was up just slightly, kind of in the normal range of activity. Defense spending shot up for some reason, and that may be just a matter of the Defense Department having placed an order and received a big shipment of airplanes, for example. This number bounces around a bit. The one number that jumped up that is kind of surprising in this area is state and local spending, which had been contracting steadily, and you would expect it to be contracting with all the stories about states having to tighten their budget. And state and local spending jumped up pretty robustly. I'm not sure that number is not going to end up being revised down. So we didn't see, for example, much effect of the Obama stimulus in this number. The government spending wasn't especially up except for defense, which wasn't a stimulus issue. I don't really think you could pin it on, certainly not federal spending, although perhaps state and local spending was up more than Mr. Brady would prefer.
J.D., you mentioned an important point, and I'm sure there's going to be discussion of this in the coming days if it hasn't started already, and that's that the Obama stimulus plan is working. That will be the contention of his administration and his allies on Capitol Hill that say, look, well, the economy's still not good. It's heading in the right direction. Others will say it has nothing to do with it. How do we look at the numbers and determine specifically whether this is working, not working, or even having a negative effect?
Well, the first place you would look is whether government spending is actually rising rapidly as it contributes to GDP. And as I said, in this case, it's not happening. But that's perhaps too narrow a read. You want to look a bit more broadly in the economy and see how it's doing. The economy is going to recover whether we pass the Obama stimulus plan or not. I would argue the Obama stimulus plan was utterly ineffective, had nothing to do with how the economy was going to perform in the short run, and in the long run it's going to be harmful because of all the additional debt we're selling to private markets. But you're never going to be able to see in the GDP figures whether or not the stimulus worked. One side's going to make an argument, the other side's going to make an argument. I think one of the things that's not going to sell very well with the American people is if President Obama and allies are saying, look, our stimulus worked while the unemployment rate continues to rise. That's going to suggest a real disconnect between the story the administration wants to tell and the economic pain the American people are feeling. The unemployment rate, even by the president's own acknowledgement, is going to be pushing through 10% and then staying above 10% for quite some time. I'd be very careful if I were the Obama administration about claiming any success for the stimulus when the unemployment rate is rising in that fashion.
And, of course, we'll see the latest unemployment numbers in just a number of days here from the Labor Department. J.D., a last question before we let you go. What will be the sign that we're truly in an economic upturn? Will we have to wait a couple of quarters just to make sure the trend is a real one? How do we determine that we're actually out of this ditch?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to wait a while longer and not just look at the GDP numbers, but look at the whole range of data that we get for the economy because, as I said, the GDP numbers are important, but they're only one set of figures and they're frequently revised, so you're not too sure what they mean. You have to look at things like unemployment insurance claims continuing to drop, retail sales continuing to improve, the residential housing sector continuing to improve. As we see that data build up, we should be fairly confident by, Thanksgiving, that the economy has, in fact, stabilized and is prepared for what I'm afraid is going to be a very slow recovery.
And we'll keep an eye on those numbers as they are continually revised, as you pointed out. J.D., thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
J.D. Foster, Senior Fellow in Economic Policy at the Heritage Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.